Hello, welcome to another 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs to celebrate the 100th birthday of UT El Paso. Today's guest is Professor Roger Gonzalez from the Department of Mechanical Engineering. And Roger, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us what you're doing over there. You're relatively new to the campus, so in fact you are Research for Our Next Century. So what are you doing over there?
Well, I joined the College of Engineering about 2 years ago to come help lead a new program in engineering called Engineering Leadership. Probably the first program in the College of Engineering for several decades for us to introduce.
So what do they do?
Well, this new program is really a new way to redefine what the engineer for the 21st century looks like and to educate them in a very different format. Part of it is looking at pedagogical differences in how we educate engineers, but also to give them a diverse background so they're not just a bunch of techies that are geeks, but prepare them in leadership development skills, entrepreneurship, innovation, and also related to having some business acumen. So an engineer can sit at the table with diverse groups of disciplines and be able to converse effectively.
So this is sort of a multidisciplined engineer. It's
yeah,
about time,
right? Yeah, it's about time in the sense that, you know, when I got my degree, it was all about physics and math and maybe a few liberal arts courses. Now, in the new world where the life has changed, engineers have to interact with markets, interact with business people, with customers. And we call it kind of the liberal arts version of an engineering degree for the 21st century.
And are there many models around the country, or are you just starting from scratch?
Well, this degree, Engineering Leadership, is the first one of its kind in the country. And it's interesting that it's starting here at UTEP. But we have taken pieces of what we're doing modeled after Olin College, pedagogically what they're doing, a small private engineering school in Boston. And we're looking at different models such as West Point's model of engineering leadership development.
Tell us what you're doing in original research very briefly.
One of the things that I'm really interested in is the issue of knee loading conditions of the human knee. And so part of the issue is when you and I walk or we run, different loading conditions occur, and those loading conditions sometimes, when they're altered, lead to injury. So we spend a lot of time looking at knee loading conditions regarding different movement characteristics to be able to understand how loading relates to injury.
And so the idea behind that would be for creation of better artificial knees, for example. I mean, that seems obvious to me. Is that where you're headed?
I think that's part of the answer. The other answer is to look at different rehabilitation protocols and see how rehabilitation protocols change loading conditions, and also to be able to see if loading conditions predispose you to certain injuries several years down the road. We have a fixture that we put cadaver specimens in to look at knee loading conditions of cadaver specimens to replicate what we see in the human body.
Is that open to the public?
No, unfortunately, due to the state of Texas, there's a need to know to be able to the cadaver. You can't see the cadavers. You can see our lab, but with not with cadaver specimens in it.
So you use a whole cadaver, not just the knee portion?
We use a cadaver respective to the loading condition we want to create. And so sometimes if it's a knee, we just put a leg. If it's a spine, we put a torso. If it's a head or a neck, we would load that.
Well, thank you very much, Roger Gonzalez, professor and director of the Engineering Leadership Program and, of course, a key member of the Biomedical Engineering Program at UT El Paso. You're listening to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.